So here we are on a Monday morning, and usually Mondays I like to play the game of overreaction Monday. So let's play the game, shall we? The Cardinals win yesterday. They beat Atlanta 34-33. The kicker for the Falcons misses an extra point. Otherwise, the game probably goes into overtime. However, the Cardinals have won two games in a row. It doesn't matter to me that they beat the stinking Bengals and the lousy Falcons, and next week they have the Giants, who are pretty mediocre at best, and the week after that, a beat-up New Orleans team. You have to play the games on the schedule, and guys, we've not had a home team win on the Cardinals field since October 28th of last year, so I'll take any victory at this point. You guys think I like getting together with you on Mondays and say, well, they lost again, how much fun is this? No. Kyler Murray continues to make the game worth watching. He continues to make the Sunday afternoon experience worth taking 3 hours out of my day. 340 yards and three touchdowns. He was 10 of 11 to start the game out. And the only reason why he missed that ball was a miscommunication with Larry Fitzgerald. Now, let's flip the script. The defense has allowed 171 points. 171 points. Meantime, the 49ers at 5-0 have allowed 64. The Cardinals had 8 penalties yesterday. They have 0 interceptions still. However, they get Patrick Peterson back this coming week against the Giants. So there's a lot to like in terms of winning back-to-back games. Are there mediocre teams in the NFL? Yeah, there's a lot of mediocre teams in the NFL, but I will take a victory any day of the week. And Chase Edmonds scoring again yesterday. We're starting to see the emergence of this offense in different parts. They still can't cover tight ends defensively. I can't give you an explanation as to why. So it's frustrating at times, and I'm sure there's some of you that are saying, come on, Brad, this team is not good at all. And I'm sure there's others that are saying, hey, I'll take two wins by the hometown team anytime at any place. Deal with the NFL, though, is Dallas losing to the Jets. A guy that's a duck caller, the quarterback at Pittsburgh, Delvin Hodges. You have Kyle Allen, the former Desert Mountain star, 122 passes without an interception. And up in San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo's 13-2 as a starting quarterback. So the NFL was really interesting to me yesterday. And, you know, tonight you have Green Bay and Detroit. And while I'm not a big Lions guy, sorry for those of you, it's always fun to watch Aaron Rodgers try to do his thing. I'm actually more interested today in Arizona State. I am, because for all of you that hated Herm Edwards, or for those that just didn't like the hire in any way, shape, or form, it's been 21 to almost 22 months. And at some point, you have to move on. At some point, you have to get over it. And some of you were just so tied into the previous regime, and I had never seen this type of backlash in all my years here. Think about it with ASU. Bruce Snyder, it was time for him to move on, the late Bruce Snyder, and I like Bruce, but he felt it was time. I think the school felt it was time. Dirk Cutter was not a good fit with media. He moved on. He's done well in the NFL. You had, Dennis Erickson, who came in. Dennis had his time, and Todd Graham needed to go, and now you have Herm. And when I watch ASU play, there's just a calmness about them. And now they're set up for a game this coming Saturday that's just huge. Biggest game in the Herm Edwards era. Now, you could say that every week. But they play at Utah. We're actually going to go to Utah. Eric and I are going to go to Utah. I'm going to help on Friday, and we'll be there for the game. The Utes and the Sun Devils have identical 5-1 records. They're both 2-1 in conference. They're in a four-way tie atop the Pac-12 South. So everything is riding on this game. It's supposed to be rainy and 40 degrees at Utah on Saturday. It's an afternoon game that for some reason is on the Pac-12 network, and that's a rant I'll get into later today on the show. ASU has beaten Utah by a combined 38 points in the last two meetings. Eno Benjamin had 175 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns. I don't want to stat you to death, but all I'm going to say is Eno against Utah, it usually goes well for him. So this coming week, I'm actually more interested in Arizona State at Utah than I am in the Cardinals going all the way to New York City. It doesn't mean I don't care, but there's just certain times where the college football in our state, I think, gets overlooked. It's much like on Friday nights. I think Friday nights should be just the space for high school, and Saturday should just be the space for college, and Sunday should be the space for the NFL. And so this coming weekend, I'm really looking forward to all three, but really about the college game. We'll talk more about it on today's show. That's your high five for this Monday.